There we go. Okay, you can hear me. Well, we're celebrating with six people being baptized today, and it's always a wonderful celebration. Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, he gives one of the most clearest explanations of the gospel that we have in chapter 15, verse 3. He says, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance." The most important thing, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And then when these people come through, these young people come through to be baptized, they're testifying that Jesus died for them. And as they go under the water, it's a picture of them dying to their old, being raised to life. The pickup for the microphone is underneath me, so it might not be working too well. But literally, baptism is just a symbolic picture of dying to your old way of life, being raised to new life in Christ. And what a wonderful celebration. So I'm going to have these candidates come through one at a time. And I don't need this paper. No, I do. So first we have, David, you ready to play the video? We have a short video of testimonies. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Grace Point. My name's Samantha. I'm Athol's niece, and I was on the team that went to Macedonia and Kosovo this past week. One of the major experiences that impacted me was a prayer walk we did across a bridge in northern Kosovo. So the bridge crosses the Ibar River and basically separates the Kosovan Albanians from the Kosovan Serbians. So while the bridge is actually pretty short and only crosses a narrow and pretty shallow river, there's a lot of division present amongst the two different people groups at the ends of the bridge. So if you were to go into the Serbian side and ask what country you were in, you would most likely be told you're in Serbia. However, you're still technically in Kosovo. In addition, one side of the bridge will use the euro, while the other side of the bridge will use the dinar. So while these two people groups are actually living in the same country, there's a lot of division present.
I think that's that. That's the right video. No, this is now. Sorry, you had the wrong video.
Hi, I'm Dina Boots. I'm not really sure when I gave my life over to God. Probably around when I was 8 years old. It's kind of hard to know when you live in a Christian household. Rededicated my life to God many times since then. I want to be baptized to make a public declaration that I have asked Jesus to live in my heart, and I have asked Him to wash away my sins.
Today I am going to be giving my testimony about when and why I gave my life to Christ. I have gotten very much closer with God this year by speaking to Him and by worshiping Him, and reading my Bible more and trying my best to walk in His steps. I feel like this will be a step closer to get closer with God and solidify my love and my passion for Him. My love and my passion that I have for Him, most especially.
I want to be baptized because the Lord told me to do it, and I trust Him, and I very love Jesus. So, and but since I was like, I think I was five when I like moved, like I never moved here, but when I was like five, I decided to give my life to the Lord.
Land on the stage.
My name is Noah Davis, and I've given my life to Jesus when I was in looking for my Awana book work section, and I had there was a question, and it was, "Have you and when did you give your life to Jesus?" And that's when I did. So I just want to get baptized to kind of declare that about myself and to everyone else.
That's awesome. So you want everybody today to know that you're a follower of Jesus?
Yeah.
That's awesome, buddy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Cole Marker. For those of you who haven't met me, I gave my life to the Lord when I was 4 years old, and I've rededicated it many times since then. My relationship with God has been, like all of ours, full of ups and downs, but He's teaching me new things and growing me closer every day. I'm choosing to get baptized because I want to make the commitment to follow God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. I'm asking each one of you as witnesses to hold me accountable to this commitment and help me remember this day that I'm celebrating what God has done and is doing in my life. Thank you, and praise the one who rose again.
So first we have Dana Boots, and Dana, I'm going to ask you three questions. First one is, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins on the cross and rose again on the third day?
Yes.
And Dana, have you given your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Well, Dana, on your confession now, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, Alyssa? This is Alyssa Mabry. Okay. Alyssa, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
I do.
Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and that God raised him back to life on the third day?
Yes.
And Alyssa, have you given your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ?
Uh-huh.
Well, now in front of all of these witnesses, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Got some excitement up here. Oh, there we go. Your head's above water. That's a good thing. So this is Talia de Benedictus. And actually, I have to tell you, she was the first one that caught me in the stairwell and said, Pastor Athel, I want to be baptized. And that kind of started all of this going again. So she was obedient to what God told her to do. I'm going to ask you those questions. I'm going to cross your arms. So, Talia, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and that God raised him back to life?
Yeah.
And have you given your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Well, Talia, now on that confession in front of all of these people, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Marty, and her video unfortunately wasn't up, but we're going to have her video added in, and it'll be on the church website and our Facebook page. But Marty, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins on the cross and God raised him back to life on the third day? And Marty, have you given your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? Well, now on that confession in front of all your family and friends, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And here's Cole. So, Cole, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
I do.
And do you believe that Jesus died for you on the cross and rose again on the third day?
I do.
And Cole, have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life?
I have.
Well, Cole, now in front of all your family and friends and all of these witnesses, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Here we have Noah, and Noah's dad, Jeff, one of our worship leaders, is going to be baptizing his son, and it's such a blessing. So I'm going to ask Noah some questions, and I'm going to hand over to his dad. So Noah, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and God raised him back to life on the third day?
I do.
And Noah, have you made the decision to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life? Thank you so much. I believe Nicole has a few announcements for us, and we'll close the service. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Man, as they were being baptized, we were just talking about it this morning in the Discover Grace Point class that we're holding. We just started the first day today out of 4 weeks. And so we were talking about baptism today, and it made me remember my own baptism, and we were talking about that, how it's a milestone in your walk with the Lord, a remembrance. And God did that often with the Israelites and the people of God, of setting up these places of remembrance, and this is one of those places of remembrance. And as I was watching them, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're really doing it. Like, they're really proclaiming God and going to live this out. Wow, that's such a, even just to be a witness to that is so powerful. So if you're new here again, welcome. We so enjoy having you here today with us to celebrate with us these baptisms. And my name's Nicole. I'm on staff here. I feel like I'm going 1,000 miles an hour. I probably sound like I'm going 1,000 miles an hour. So a few announcements for you. We do have the Discover Grace Point class, and we're holding that when you walk up, when you come in the entrance upstairs. It's actually directly in this corner over here, room 209. And if you have been attending here or have just been kind of checking the place out, want to know more, we would love to share that with you. This is the kind of the introduction class that we have, just 4 weeks. And to give you an idea of who we are, where we're coming from, where we're going, and what the Lord is doing in this place. And we want to share that with you. So please join us the next 3 weeks. You can jump in at any time. The next 3 weeks at 9:15 over here in room 209. We'll have some snacks and some goodies. Nextly, we have an 8-week pilot life group that's been going on. We've now completed 4 weeks. We're halfway through. Woo woo. Actually, I do not woo woo that because it's kind of sad. Because it's pretty awesome. So if you haven't gotten a chance to visit this pilot life group, we have one on Wednesday night at the Craneer's house. You are all welcome. Can you imagine fitting all these people into one home? That would be a Christmas miracle. But guess what? We're saying, Lord, you can do it. So all y'all are welcome. Wednesday night at the Craneer's, 6:30 to 8:30. We also have one on Thursday night at the Fields house right around the corner from the church from 6:30 as well. So if you just want to pop in, just visit even one time, we encourage you to join us at least one time, maybe one time on each, just to see how they're run. And we're going to launch this for good in the fall. So we want you to get a taste of what it's going to look like. So please join us. As I mentioned before, Brett and Golnara will have prayer for unreached people groups this Wednesday at 6:30 up here in the chapel. So you come in the top entrance here. This week on Tuesday, we have a free financial seminar. So it's a financial stewardship seminar. It's at 6 p.m., and we're actually going to have it up there in the chapel as well. This is on Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday. If you're interested, just kind of curious about it, want more information, on the table on your way out, there's a sign-up sheet for it, and there's also another flyer. Feel free to grab one of these on your way out. Let us know if you're going to be able to join us this Tuesday at 6 p.m. in the chapel. And then I want to invite Bill up for just a minute to talk about the outreach that we have coming up, and then we're going to close in prayer, okay? With a song.
So grab your pen and paper or get your digital notes out, because I'm going to have you guys write a couple things down as I'm going through this real quick. So ponies, pumper trucks, police cars, bounce houses, hip-hop, rap in Ruskin Heights, Hickman Schools, Health Department, popcorn, snow cones, hot dogs, Bible studies, evangelism, prayer tents, Jesus. We're going to stop the violence and be blessed. Here's what we're going to write down. This Friday, May 7th at 12 noon, we're going to set up a big circus tent in the park. If you're available, come on out. That's going to be this Friday, 12 noon. This Friday at 3 p.m., underneath that tent, after it's set up, we're going to have live worship. So come on out for that. Help us bless this park. Saturday morning at 8 a.m., we're going to set up this stuff. All that stuff I mentioned, all those ponies and bounce houses, we're going to set that up at 8 a.m. Come on out and help with that. At 12 noon till 4 p.m. this Saturday is when the event's going to take place. All that stuff I mentioned, we need help manning that. So if you'd like to come out and help man a prayer tent or a bounce house or a pony ride or any of the other stuff I mentioned, come on out and help us man some of that stuff. Or just bring the kids and enjoy the day and pray and intercede over everything that's going on. Volunteer parking for all of that is going to be just up the road at Bethel Family Worship Center. Their church is one block away from Sycamore Park. The address for the park is there. You can look that up and look one block away from there is Bethel Family Worship Center. We're going to volunteer park there and walk just one block, one short walk over to the park.
All right, thanks. And there's flyers for that as well on your way out with the financial stewardship. If you guys want to just stand with us, go ahead and stand, and we're gonna close out. Father God, thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for new creations and even proclamation of your name through living out the gospel, starting with acceptance of you, Lord, an invitation to you, Lord, and baptism, God, how powerful. We bless your name, God. We ask that you would glorify your name throughout this week, Lord. Remind us, renew us again of that first initial milestone with you, God, of what that looked like in our hearts to you, Lord. Renew us again. In Jesus' name, we bless you, Lord. Amen.